I walked into the building and through the metal detectors. They went beep. I stopped and dropped all the rings and the shield bracelet into a plastic tub, then tried again. They didn't fuss at me the second time. I got my stuff back and walked up to a station in the center of the floor that looked like an information desk. I produced one of my cards, the ones that called me a private investigator. I had only half a dozen of them left. The rest had been in my desk drawer at the office. I need to speak to Agent Tilly about his current investigation. The woman behind the desk nodded matter-of-factly, called Tilly's office, and asked if he'd see me. She nodded once and said, "Yes, sir," and smiled at me. "You'll need a visitor's badge. Here, please make sure it's displayed at all times." I took the badge and clipped it to my duster. "Thanks, I know the drill." "Fourth floor," she said, and nodded at the person in line behind me. I walked down to the elevators, rode them up to 4, and walked to Tilly's office, which turned out to be right across the hall from the interrogation room. Tilly, small, dapper, and quick-looking, stood in the doorway, looking at a file in a manila folder. He let me see that there was a picture of Susan, paper-clipped to the inside cover, before he closed the file and tucked it under his arm. "So," he said, "it's Mr. Known Associate. Just as well. I needed to talk to you again anyway." "I'm a popular guy this week," I said. "You're telling me," Tilly said. He folded his arms, frowning. "So, we got a car rented by a mystery man using a bogus identity right outside a building that blows up. We got sworn testimony from 2 local snoops that this leggy looker named Susan Rodriguez was seen in his company. We got a pancaked Volkswagen Bug belonging to Harry Dresden, and $70,000 worth of property damage near the house of a local crooked IA cop who lied his ass off to point me at you. We got a file that says that Susan Rodriguez was at one point your girlfriend. Eyewitnesses that place both her and the mystery man at your apartment, which seemed to be a little too clean of anything that could implicate you. But before we could go back and take a real hard, close look at it for trace evidence, it burns to the ground. Fire chief is still working on the investigation, but his first impression is arson." Tilly scratched his chin thoughtfully. "I don't know if you're up on investigative technique, but when there are this many connections between a relatively small number of people and events, it can sometimes be an indicator that they might be up to something nefarious." "Nefarious, huh?" I asked. Tilly nodded. "Good word, isn't it?" He scrunched up his nose. "Disappoints me, because my instinct said that you were playing it level with me. Close to the chest, but level. I guess you can always run into someone better at lying than you are at catching them, huh?" "Probably," I said. "But you didn't, at least not with me." He grunted. "Maybe, maybe." He glanced back into his office. "What do you think?"
"I think you're playing with dynamite again, Tilly," said Murphy's voice.
"Murph," I said, relieved. I leaned around Tilly and waved at her. She looked at me and shook her head.
"Damn it, Dresden. Can't you do anything quietly and in an orderly fashion?"
"No way," I said. "It's the only thing keeping Tilly here from deciding I'm some kind of bomb maker." Murphy's mouth twitched up at one corner briefly. She asked soberly,
"Are you okay?"
"They burned down my house, Murph," I said. "Mister got out, but I don't know where he's at. I mean, I know that a lost cat isn't exactly a priority right now, but..." I shrugged. "I guess I'm worried about him."
"If he misses his feeding," Murphy said wryly, "I'm more worried about me. Mister is the closest thing to a mountain lion for a few hundred miles. He'll be fine."
Tilly blinked and turned to Murphy.
"Seriously?"
Murphy frowned at him.
"What?"
"You still back him," Tilly said, "despite all the flags he's setting off."
"Yeah,"
Murphy said. Tilly exhaled slowly, then he said,
"All right, Dresden, step into my office."
I did. Tilly shut the door behind us.
"Okay," he said, "tell me what's going on here."
"You don't want to know," Murphy said. She'd beaten me to it.
"That's funny," Tilly said. "I just checked in with my brain about an hour ago, and at that time it told me that it did want to know."
Murphy exhaled and glanced at me. I held up both hands.
"I hardly know the guy. It's your call."
Murphy nodded and asked Tilly,
How much do you know about the Black Cat case files? Tilly looked at her for a moment. Then he looked at his identification badge clipped to his jacket. Funny, for a second there I thought someone must have changed it to say Mulder. I'm serious, Till, Murphy said. His dark eyebrows climbed. They were the forerunner to special investigations, right? 60s, 70s, I think. They got handed all the weirdo stuff. The files make some claims that make me believe several of those officers were having fun with all the wonderful new psychotropic drugs that were coming out back then. What if I told you that they weren't stoned, Till? Murphy asked. Tilly frowned. Is that what you're telling me? They weren't stoned, Murphy said. Tilly's frown deepened.